3 Years and 2 Days by Little Mouseling. Read by Petica. Summary. Brendan's Twitter typo outs his marriage to the world, and he doesn't know what to do next. F the Spencer Smith. Happy anniversary, Hubs. 3 fucking years. Can't wait to get home. Miss you. Heart, heart, heart. Oh, fuck. D, you motherfucking D, not F, D! Brendan punches at his stupid, motherfucking, douche-nozzle shit-eating. Okay, deleted. It's too late, though. Brendan's not an idiot. He knows that shit's already been screen-capped, uploaded, and sent everywhere, from Australia to Zambia. If he's lucky, he's got 4, maybe 6 hours before his publicist starts getting press calls. Brendan should definitely have just paid the fucking fee for the international texting. Zach is going to kill him. The label is going to kill him. Spencer is... fuck. Brendan flops back on the hotel coverlet, reaches for the phone. Some kid at the label answers, someone too new to hide his awe that he's fielding calls from real musicians. I need a flight to LA. Brendan says. Go figure out who's in charge of that, okay? Post haste. We're gonna need to cancel a couple of interviews. Tell them to say I'll do it by video or phone instead. Double the time they're allowed. Tell them to apologize for me, okay? Okay! The kid hangs up on him, and Brendan pictures him running down the hall to find someone. The image makes him smile for a moment, and then his phone buzzes. So, that's unexpected. Pete's texts are always low-key, like he's only willing to get excited or upset in person. Brendan doesn't know what to text back. Sorry we didn't tell you? Sorry we got married in Toronto and didn't invite you? Sorry the label's about to be flooded with phone calls? He settles for, yeah, sorry man. But he isn't surprised when the reply buzzes back almost immediately. You don't need to apologize for love, ever. Brendan's pretty sure he's going to have to do a lot of apologizing, actually, but it's nice of Pete to say. By the time his plane lands in LAX, Brendan still hasn't heard from Spencer. He hasn't contacted Spencer either, because he's kind of a coward, but still. He expected Spencer would call or email the second he started getting crazy at replies from fangirls about their marriage. There's a driver waiting for Brendan, and more security than usual, and Brendan's not surprised to find himself mobbed by paparazzi. He's not used to this Rihanna shit, even when Sins was huge, or right after the split, when there was some news buzz. Brendan's generally able to get through the airport alone. Today, though, it's, are you legally married? Where did you get married? Brendan! Brendan! Look over here! Have you considered what your vulnerable young fans might think? Brendan turns towards the last one, hands curling into fists, but Zach appears from nowhere, redirects Brendan out of the glass doors and into the back of an SUV. So, Zach says, let's talk. Maybe Brendan would rather go back to the fucking paparazzi. Oh, how's Carol? How are the dogs? Yeah, no, Zach glares. And damn, Brendan's known Zach a long time, but sometimes he's still intimidating. Is it real? Yes, Brendan says. It's been 3 years, and now it's out. He's done lying about it. It's real and legal. And not for, like, health insurance? Because I know what kind of coverage you both have, dude. Brendan looks down at his knees. He's been bouncing the right one, a swift staccato rhythm, and he hadn't even noticed. It's not for anything. We're married. Zach sighs, leans back in his seat. Does anyone know? The witnesses and the justice of the peace, I guess, Brendan says. Bogart. Our landlord, I think. Our accountant. No one at the label. Brendan shakes his head. It would have gotten out. He couldn't tell. Shit, our moms don't know, man. Zach's quiet for a long moment, staring out at the Los Angeles traffic. Why? He asks finally, and he doesn't elaborate. Brendan swallows, his chest tight. It seemed like the right thing at the time. It's not enough of an answer, not for Zach, and not for Brendan himself. We wanted to have it just be us in our marriage. Not us and 6 label lawyers and 45 music publications and 14 marriage equality groups and a million anti-gay protesters and the church, you know? Zach doesn't answer, and Brendan can't handle the silence right now. There's a reason celebrity marriages don't last. I mean, there's lots of reasons. And I know we're not, like, Brad and Jennifer, but it's a lot. The pressure, the scrutiny. I don't want us to be on some TMZ list of couples least likely to make it, or most likely to make it even. We just wanted it to be us. Zach shakes his head. Guess you had your 3 years of that then, he says. Time for the real world. Spencer's on the couch when Brendan comes in. He's staring at the TV, but it isn't on. And Brendan thinks, okay, yeah, I should have called. Hey, Brendan says softly, letting his duffel hit the floor with a thump. Happy anniversary. That was Thursday, Spencer says, and behind him the phone starts to ring. Brendan starts to reach for the extension near the door. Don't. It's, trust me, don't answer. So, Spencer's been hiding out for 2 days, getting calls from probably everyone they know, and maybe some of the more enterprising reporters. Have you talked to your parents? Brendan creeps a little closer, and Spencer sighs, moves over on the couch. Brendan takes the invitation. Spencer's warm against Brendan's side, and it's been 2 long weeks without him. Brendan's used to a long kiss, a lingering hug, maybe a blowjob when they've been apart for a while, and his skin is itching for it. He doesn't want to ask the other questions buzzing around his head. Doesn't want to hear the answers. Are we okay? Do you blame me? Did my parents call? Did my parents not call? Yeah, Spencer says. They were pretty fucking pissed about not being in on it. But they weren't like, they're happy for us and shit. My mom wants to throw us a reception or something. Brendan manages a laugh at that. So she can, like, get photos of us in tuxes cutting a cake? Spencer starts to smile, and then it tilts back down, lips pursing. You didn't even call me, he says. You didn't warn me. The first call I got was this lawyer at the label, freaking the fuck out about our contracts and stuff. That's how I found out. Spencer rubs his forehead. I didn't even get it. She was talking a mile a minute. And I didn't get it until she said, you should have told us about this marriage. Shit, Brendan says. Spencer, I'm sorry. My fucking finger slipped, and I hit send before I saw it. I'm sorry. Spencer turns to look at him, frowning. Not for that, Spencer says. Fuck, I don't care about that. It's been 3 years. It was bound to come out eventually. But you didn't... I'm supposed to be your first call, not some kid at the label. Brendan swallows, rubbing his thumb over the opposite wrist. He hadn't wanted to risk it. He hadn't wanted to find out whether Spencer had second thoughts about being married to a guy too stupid to hit the D instead of the F. Or, okay, not really that. He hadn't wanted to find out whether Spencer couldn't do this for real. Couldn't do this and have anyone know. If Spencer only wanted Brendan as a secret husband. He can't say any of that. The words are a lump in his throat, and Brendan leans forward over his knees, puts his head into his arms. Spencer's hand comes down on his back, rubbing. Hey, Spencer says. I figure we can hole up for a few days before we start doing interviews. You want to order in a whole duck from that really good Chinese place? anniversary dinner. Brendan tilts his head enough to glance back at Spencer. You still want... I mean... That's as far as he can get with the sentence, but it's enough to make Spencer wince. Is that what you've been thinking about for 2 days? Spencer leans in closer, wraps himself around Brendan's back. His arms are tight around Brendan's ribcage, but it feels so much better than the tightness that's already in Brendan's chest. B, Jesus. This is... I'm a little mad at you, yeah. But that doesn't mean it's over. This is not over. Do you hear me? It's the fucking opposite of over. He pauses, and then... Brendan, I'm not kicking you out for not going on mission, okay? Not ever. Brendan's got deja vu suddenly. This isn't the first time Spencer's had to say that. It's sort of a theme for their fights. I know, he says. You don't, Spencer says, and it's gentle. But I'm gonna keep saying it until you do. I'm probably always gonna be fucked up, Brendan says, and he can't keep his voice above a whisper. Yeah, Spencer agrees, but you came home right away. You didn't buy an apartment in Berlin or something. He kisses the nape of Brendan's neck. That's enough for today. Brendan's sort of not sure he can keep it together if they keep talking about this. And definitely not if he gets all sappy right now. But Spencer deserves sappy. I love you. I really fucking love you. The 3 best years of my life, Spencer. Fuck. If anyone asks, there's definitely something in Brendan's eye. Both eyes. Yeah, Spencer agrees. Mine too, B. He hugs a little tighter, and something in Brendan's chest loosens. They're quiet for a long minute, Brendan's breathing hitching in the silence. And then Spencer says, okay, but seriously, how do you feel about roast duck and, like, fried rice? Brendan smiles, presses the smile into his forearm. That sounds good, he says. Happy anniversary. Lots more to come, Spencer says, and gets up to call the food. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Little Mousing for giving Blanket permission to record her fic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/309760. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at paticaproductions.com. This podfic was recorded for Ice Sweden for her birthday. She's always awesome and helping me find fics to podfic, and I hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.